You're listening to Earful of Queer on CFRU 93.3 FM, your source of queer news and politics that don't suck coming straight out of Guelph, Ontario. This is a recap of Queers in the News from December 13th until December 20th, 2010. In northern BC, a 15-year-old queer woman was found murdered on a deserted logging road. Police saw a pickup leaving the deserted road and pulled it over. They detained the occupant and searched the woods, finding Lauren Dawn Leslie's body. The 22-year-old murderer has been charged with first-degree murder and is being held in custody. Lauren's partner, Charity Funk, was incredibly distraught by her lover's death. They have been the target of queerphobia and insults in the past, but she could never have imagined that someone would want to do this to Lauren. They have been very open about their relationship and banned from going to the school dance together. Rest in peace, Lauren. In Toronto, Ontario, about 30 HIV/AIDS activists held a die-in in the busy intersection of Yonge and Dundas. The activists blocked traffic for about 30 minutes to draw attention to a bill before the parliament which would allow cheaper access to medication in developing countries. The way things stand now, pharmaceutical companies hold patents on medication which keep the development of the AIDS virus from spreading, but they charge thousands of dollars a month to access these drugs, condemning millions of poor folks to early deaths. In Vancouver, BC, two men are due in court on three assault charges from a queer bashing that happened outside of the McDonald's in the Tinseltown Village in October. Michael and Dustin, both in their 20s, are accused of attacking a queer as he stood outside, beating him while calling him a faggot. When his friends tried to intervene, they punched him in the face, breaking his teeth. The two have yet to be charged with hate crime enhancements. At the scene, police arrested the two, but released them on the spot without charges. Police repeatedly dismissed the claims that this was a queer bashing. They have left it up to the Crown upon sentencing to decide if this was a hate-motivated bashing. In international news, in Memphis, Tennessee, former Memphis police officer Bridge McCray pled guilty to tax evasion charges. McCray is the same officer who in 2008 beat Duana Johnson in her prison cell. Duana Johnson filed a lawsuit against McCray and the Memphis police and then was shot in the back of the head in an unsolved murder case. Duana was an outspoken trans sex worker who has experienced increased harassment by the Memphis police after filing her lawsuit. McCray and the Memphis police's complacency with Duana's death is speculated on widely by the queer community, with no investigation leading to an arrest in her death. McCray was sentenced to both Duana's beatings and his tax evasion charges in March. In London, England, an 18-year-old woman was found guilty of manslaughter in the beating death of a 62-year-old queer man in Trafalgar Square. Ruby Thompson, a rich kid from an exclusive private school, beat the queer man, screaming, "Fucking faggot," as she beat him and then used her boot to stomp on his face. He died 18 days later in the hospital from her actions. Later on Facebook, she bragged about the attack. Ruby and her two co-accused will be sentenced in January. And in Melbourne, Australia, a queer couple was walking to the bar together when a car pulled up beside them on the street. One of the men was taken into the car as it drove off. He was then beaten until he was unconscious and robbed before being dumped in the suburbs. This comes after a month ago when two queers were beaten and robbed on the same street. That wraps up our news briefs for this week, and of course we left out the discourse about celebrity sexuality, gay marriage, and politicians vying for the queer votes that continues in the news, skewing the real issues facing queer communities today. You're listening to Earful of Queer on CFRU 93.3 FM. Stay tuned for more.